Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to this episode of my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about how to achieve anything. Now, originally, when I began to think about this, I thought about, you know, salespeople could benefit from the points that I'm about to make. But at the end of the day, these principles are universal. So if there's anything that you're looking to achieve, I hope you grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, get ready to take some notes, because what I'm going to share with you is exactly how to achieve anything. And when I say anything, I mean anything. You know, everything you see in the world, there was a time in which it wasn't there. It wasn't created. It wasn't invented. It wasn't developed. And to some, if not many, that would have been an impossible thought. But today, everything you see has been built first in the mind and then by the hands. Everything was at one time deemed impossible, but the things you see around you are more than possible. They're probable if you'll follow these four steps. Here's really the key. I want you to think about what your goal is. I want you to think about, and the first point has a sub point to it. I want you to think about what your goal is. Are you locked into something or onto something? Do you have a target? Do you have the what? What is it that you want to achieve? You know, I'm amazed at how many people go to work every day and they don't know what they're trying to achieve. Even business owners, they don't know what they're trying to accomplish. They have just gotten in a routine, which if you take a few letters out of the word routine, you are left with the word rut, right? A place none of us want to be, but they get in a routine and they forget the what. What is it that they are in pursuit of? And the sub point to that is once you discover the what, you have to ask yourself why. Why do you want to achieve that? Why do you want to accomplish that? Why do you want to acquire that? When you know the why is the fuel for the what? In fact, it's really interesting how all of these tie together, because until you know the why, you can't move on to the next point. The next point is focus. Laser-like focus on why you're doing what you're doing, not what you're doing. You see, first you start with the what, then you go to the why, and then you lock on with focus. Once you're locked on with focus, your next goal is to maintain accelerated momentum. It's really amazing how if you're looking at multiple things you're trying to achieve, you can't develop momentum in any one direction, right? Because you're spreading yourself too thin. You're going in multiple directions. So all of those directions are diluted in what you're trying to achieve. So that step is momentum. You have to develop the momentum. But most importantly is the final step. It's amazing. You can do all of the steps properly up to this point, but if you miss this one, you will not achieve anything compared to what you want to achieve. I am incredibly amazed at how many people there are that I know and have met and have talked with or spoken to over the years that simply put just enough energy into something to almost make it and then become discouraged and quit. So the bottom line is this. You know, many people would like to know the key to success. And I'm telling you, what I'm telling you right now, you will be successful if you follow these steps. But everybody wants to know, like, what is the key to success? Look, everybody has their own focus and view on that. I'm going to tell you, mine I'm sharing with you now. But I know the key to failure. If I don't know anything else, I know the key to failure, and that's quitting. You know, over the years, I've learned that if you stick with anything long enough, you'll succeed. As long as you don't exit the game, you'll eventually achieve what you're trying to achieve. You see, the last point is a simple word, persistence. To simply not quit. Look, if you know what you're after and you know why, and you're committed to focus and you're focusing on developing the momentum, persistence is your friend. Never, never, never quit. When you quit, you have failed yourself. The key to success, not only are these points, but the insurance policy is the final one, persistence. Don't quit until you've achieved exactly what you were trying to achieve. Look, this is how to accomplish anything, how to achieve anything. Know the what, know the why, develop the focus, increase the momentum, and be persistent. Never quit until you've reached whatever it is that you're trying to reach, acquired, achieved, whatever. Whatever your goal is, simply don't quit. Hey, I hope this podcast has helped you. This episode has helped you. As always, pass it around to your friends. And again, if you ever want me to speak on a topic on this podcast, email it to me, info@darylturner.com. Thanks for listening this week. Talk to you very soon.